Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 22, as follows. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. So far the Holy Word. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who promises to be near to them who call upon him in truth, dear fellow redeemed. Winston Churchill, as you no doubt know, was Prime Minister of Great Britain during the darkest hours of World War II. The British Bulldog, he was known as, partly because he resembled one, but mostly, I think, because of his incredible tenacity. In 1940, when France had already been defeated and America was not yet in the war, only tiny Britain and its Prime Minister stood between Adolf Hitler and world domination. But Churchill refused to give up. In one of his most famous wartime speeches, he said, We shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and the oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. We know now, of course, how Churchill's bulldog attitude paid off. Total victory was the reward for his tenacity. This morning we meet someone else who displayed rather amazing tenacity, a woman of Canaan who had a crisis in her life, a crisis that no doubt to her seemed as serious as any world war. But she knew where the solution to her crisis lay, and she refused to give up. If you have challenges in your life on which you're tempted to give up, especially if you're tormented by a conscience guilty because of sin, then this morning's text will be just the encouragement you need. Our theme for today is a short one, bulldog faith. It's faith that knows its master. It's faith that knows its place, and it's faith that won't let go. What is the root cause of all evil and suffering in the world? It's sin, of course. Every disease, every tragedy, every sad and painful circumstance, great or small, finds its basis in sin. The sin that we inherited from our first parents, Adam and Eve, all that many years ago. And the actual sin that we human beings commit every day. The woman in our text was dealing with a very sad and painful experience. Her little daughter was demon-possessed. And you know, if you're a student of the New Testament, that demon possession was far more common in Jesus' day than it is in ours. The parents among you can probably imagine what a heartache it must have been for that woman. What a heartache it is for us when our children are even mildly ill. You can imagine the horror and the heartbreak that this mother must have been going through. Our text says that she was a Canaanite woman. The parallel account in Mark elaborates a little bit and says that she was Syrophoenician. She came from the region of Tyre and Sidon on the northwest shore of the land of Palestine. A narrow strip of land that was never conquered by the Israelites when they invaded Canaan. It's the Canaanite people who were cast out of the rest of Palestine survived in this little strip of land. And this woman was one of those. Jesus was nearing this region on his travels, and this Canaanite woman came out from her homeland with the specific purpose of seeking him out. And right here we see the first quality of a bulldog faith. It's a faith that knows its master. The name she used for Jesus is very revealing. Did you notice that? A woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." She was a Canaanite, a Gentile, outside the religious tradition of Israel, and yet she knew what this term meant. She knew who Jesus was. Son of David was a very specific technical term. It referred to the Messiah, whom God had promised to send. Son of David meant Savior and nothing else. And this woman knew that. She knew her master. She knew where her help lay. And it wasn't in doctors, and it wasn't in home remedies, and it certainly wasn't in Baal or any of the other false gods of the Canaanites. Her hope lay in Christ. Bulldog faith knows its master and won't let any obstacles come between it and its master. What were the obstacles in the case of the Canaanite woman? Unfortunately, it looks like it was the disciples of Jesus again, wasn't it? His disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." They were embarrassed. It was undignified. Here were 13 dignified men proceeding down the road with this woman following after them, crying out to Jesus. One after another, the disciples pleaded with Jesus to get rid of her. And there's a play on words here in the original Greek that you can't see in English, but it's very interesting because the word for "have mercy," eleison, sounds very similar to the word for "get rid of her," apollison. Eleison, apollison. It's like two opposing choruses addressing Jesus from opposite sides. Eleison, apollison. "Have mercy on me," pleaded the woman. "Get rid of her," grumbled the disciples. But the woman would not let them keep her from Jesus. She had a bulldog faith, and she knew who her master was. What about you? Do you know your master? Do you know where to go when trouble strikes, when you desperately need help? It's not an idle question, for many people rely on their own resources to get them out of trouble, and many people rely on their own good deeds to solve the problem of sin. But we know that that won't work. Scripture says that by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. No, we know our master. We know that when trouble strikes and when a guilty conscience torments us, there is only one place to go, only one person upon whom we must and can rely, to whom we can flee, as we sing in that best-loved hymn, "Nor alms nor deeds that I have done can for a single sin atone. To Calvary alone I flee. O God, be merciful to me." Yes, a bulldog faith knows its master. And what's the second attribute of a bulldog faith? It knows its place. And what Jesus said to the Canaanite woman that day certainly seemed to put her in her place, didn't it? Jesus answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Wow, sounds pretty discouraging, doesn't it? Now, some people say that Jesus was just acting here, that he was pretending to put the woman off in order to test her faith. But Jesus isn't an actor, and he doesn't pretend, and he doesn't deceive people. In fact, he was simply stating the truth when he said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Jesus was commissioned by his heavenly Father to bring salvation first to God's chosen people, the Jews. That was his primary mission during his ministry on earth. After his crucifixion, it would be different. Then he told his disciples, "You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." "When I am lifted up from the earth," Jesus said, "then I will draw all peoples to myself." But not before. For the time being, this woman was an outsider, a Gentile, a stranger to the commonwealth of Israel. What's amazing to me anyway is that the woman didn't contest this, didn't complain about it. She simply accepted it in humble faith. She knew her place. Undaunted, she approached Jesus again and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." And then Jesus made another remark that on the face of it seemed even harsher still. He answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." Which again is perfectly true if you stop and think about it. Many people have pet dogs in their home and care very much about them. But you don't set a place at the dinner table for them, do you? And you don't take the roast out of the oven and put it on the floor for your pet dogs. That would not be good, Jesus said. That's not their place. The dogs get their food, but in a different way. Every good dog knows his place, and so does every Christian. Do you know your place? I hope that doesn't offend you, by the way, because a lot of people would be offended by being compared to a dog. Or if we have to be compared to a dog, a lot of us would prefer to be watchdogs like the disciples, barking, "Apollyon, get rid of her," setting ourselves up as judges deciding who gets access to Jesus and who doesn't. Keeping the riffraff out, those people who aren't like us, that we don't understand. Are we that way? God forbid. There's no excuse. We need to remember that we too are Gentiles, outside of the commonwealth of Israel, exactly like that Canaanite woman, outsiders. Paul reminds us that before our conversion, we were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That was us. But thankfully, the apostle goes on to say, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." The Canaanite woman had a bulldog faith. She knew her place. But in the beauty and simplicity of her faith, she seized on Jesus' own metaphor and turned it to her advantage. Did you notice? She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." She knew her place. She knew that she didn't belong with the children. But she also knew that there was food for her too. She knew and believed that there was grace even for outsiders like her. And she hung on to that belief with the tenacity of a bulldog. Which brings us to the third quality of a bulldog faith. It's a faith that won't let go. Bulldogs don't let go. That's one very strong characteristic of the breed. In fact, I was preparing for this sermon and I read a story about two bulldogs that both died fighting each other. And they had to be pried apart afterward, because their grip was so strong, even in death. With her bulldog faith, the Canaanite woman hung on to Jesus. She was persistent, and that's important. Calvin Coolidge once said, "Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated failures. Persistence alone is omnipotent. The slogan 'Press On' has solved and will continue to solve the problems of the human race." Naturally, there's one part of that quote that we would disagree with. Persistence isn't omnipotent, but God is omnipotent. And the main problem of the human race, the problem of sin, is one that only the omnipotent God in his grace can solve. That's where bulldog faith comes in, because bulldog faith clings tenaciously to the grace of God. It cannot be defeated because the object that it clings to so tenaciously Jesus Christ cannot be defeated. Jesus said, "Assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you shall say to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and it will be done. And whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." And you know, really, after all, when it comes to obtaining mercy, Jesus isn't a tough nut to crack. Jesus is a pushover. He yearns to have mercy on you. He's just waiting to answer your prayers. The writer to the Hebrews reminds us that we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but he was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Come to Jesus with all your problems, particularly when you have sin that's burdening your conscience, that's tormenting you. Confess those sins. Cast yourself upon the mercy of your Lord Jesus. Seize upon your Savior with a bulldog faith and don't let go. Are you an outsider? We all are. God doesn't care. He still has food for you. He feeds you with the bread of life, the bread that leads to eternal salvation. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are your sins great? Be like the publican and pray the prayer of the publican, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." That's a prayer your master cannot refuse. Jesus won't withhold his pardon from you. Jesus said, "I tell you, this man went down to his house justified." The Canaanite woman held on with a bulldog faith, and she would not let go. She was a little like Jacob, whom you may recall wrestled with God at the ford of the river. He refused to let God go until he gave him a blessing. Jacob got his blessing, and so did the Canaanite woman. Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Imagine her relief. To return home and find the demon gone, the nightmare over, and her precious little girl healed and in her right mind. Imagine her relief to find in Christ healing for her own sinful condition and the promise that she could inherit everlasting life. We don't have to imagine that, do we? Because that's our story. To us as well, the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, as the Apostle says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. To our relief and our joy, we find that our sins too are covered by the blood Jesus shed on Calvary's cross. To our relief and joy, hell no longer threatens, and the gates of hope of heaven lie open before us. According to his mercy, he saved us. One Sunday at church, a pastor noticed a man who was wearing a lapel pin that had a picture of a bulldog on it, and he happened to know that this particular man worked at Mack Trucks, whose trademark is a bulldog, but he thought he'd have a little fun with him, so he said, "I see you're wearing a bulldog, Frank. That must stand for the tenacity with which you cling to Christ." "No," said the man in all seriousness, "I got this pin from the place where I work." He said, "But for me, it stands for something different. Not the tenacity with which I cling to Christ, but the tenacity with which Christ clings to me." That's true, of course. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." May God grant to each of us a bulldog faith, a faith that knows its master, a faith that knows its place, and a faith that won't let go, because one thing's certain, our master won't let go of us. Amen. Please rise.